This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, friends. Oh, dear God, it's us again, interrupting your regularly scheduled episode to throw a disclaimer at you. When we recorded this episode, we were unaware of allegations of racist behavior against Deeper.com and its founder, Caden Cross. We considered canceling this episode. In full transparency, the reason we selected the Deeper scene that will be featured later in this episode was to champion Mickey Maude, one of our favorite performers and one of the first people in the industry to generously join us on our show, who even reached out and offered us a special discount to his work to share with listeners. In the interest of keeping Mickey front and center, we decided to air the episode. The scene featured is not involved in the aforementioned allegations, but please know that we can no longer endorse Deeper.com as ethical porn. If you want to see more of Mickey's work, you can find him on ManyVids and compensate him directly for his work through that platform. All right, without further ado, let's 69, y'all.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura, and we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
And today is a very special episode. Dun 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 dun! We've made it.
69. We saved this goddamn topic for 68 grueling episodes.
It's been hard. I've been waiting a long time to do this.
It's been
episode.
Hard to hold off, but isn't it worth it? Isn't it so satisfying
to
look in your podcast app listener and to see the number 69 next to the number 69?
I mean, I'm satisfied just thinking about it.
It's all.
I don't even need to masturbate.
Come to a fruition. Yeah,
that was enough for me.
That's good because I feel like fine about it. But that's on brand for both of us.
It is true. Horny at all costs. And
Rachel,
tired.
Have you ever horny at all costs and tired? our brands.
It's underneath our names and our Chiron whenever we pop up on anyone's screens.
Yeah. Rachel, yes. Masturbated 8 hours yesterday, still wants more. Laura, argued with trolls all morning. Why?
Tired. Oh, God love ya. I ever 69'd? Boy. I felt like that was what you were going to ask me.
How'd you know? That was exactly what I was going to ask you.
You know, I've been known to 69. Once or twice.
It's talk of the town, huh?
I've been known to do it. Here's my thing about 69.
Can't wait.
For me, it is a position where I'm constantly in fear because I once saw an episode of the TV show Nip Tuck, which I really loved. That was also a very horny show. And one of the main characters was giving head to a woman, was going down on a woman, and she was sitting on his face, and she sneezed, and she broke his nose with her vulva. So I'm really uncomfortable being like face sitting a little bit. I just that fear is just always in the back of my head. But on the flip side, if I'm being sat upon, I'm constantly afraid that I'm going to choke on a dick. Because regrettably, I only have sex with men. So unfortunately, that is my lot. That's what I've been given.
That's what you're taking.
Yeah.
Stick.
So.
I'm so glad you brought this up because it's a challenge that many people face.
Yeah.
And the logistics, like 69 is logistically difficult.
It is.
I almost looked up this specific tweet and I did look it up, but I just couldn't find it. But somebody was like, to like my big girls out there that are worried about face sitting, like just go for it. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah. Yes. It's true.
It's one of my favorite things.
Right.
But I'm not going to, you know, let's not stop there. For my research for this episode.
Yes.
When I find there's nothing particularly psychologically compelling, people try sex positions. Yes. That's why we 69. It's not that we're like, but when genders reverse their position, like there's no, like there's nothing I can grab for
psychologically.
There. I went for tips because you're sort of our stats queen.
Sure,
I like to go for things that will enhance my or my listeners' sex life.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, there isn't a lot. I didn't find a lot. A lot of it was like, have you tried on your side though? And I was like,
Yeah. Mostly because I'm exhausted.
Yeah. But I did find a great article in greatest.com, which is like greatest, IST.
Yeah.
And they gained my trust because they basically like listed complaints against 69 and then had responses or modifications to them. Cool. Some of them being as simple as like, bring a toy into the mix. Like you can bring a toy into any environment. You could 69 and use like a cock sleeve or a vibrator.
Always.
Like these are things you can incorporate. It's like, great. Mm-hmm. Always a good reminder. They also steered folks towards ethical porn sites that we already watched. Like they referenced Erica Lust, they referenced Lust Cinemas, they referenced Bolessa, and they referenced Crashpad.
Oh, nice.
In talking about like if it's something that makes you feel self-conscious, because that is another
concern
is like all eyes on my vulva.
Yeah, and,
like,
and your nose and the little space between a nose and a butthole in the 69 position is, wow, is it small.
It's something.
It's minute.
It's something. Yeah. It's intimate.
It is. At least. It's very vulnerable.
And so they, you know, they recommended that just to like see different bodies and also to just engage with like, I mean, Crashpad was recommended and was a great, I was like, like hearkening back to times that we've talked about Crashpad in the past, like watching folks who don't have heteronormative sex is really freeing and shows you how creative and body positive that can actually be.
Exactly.
And then the point to the like suffocating your partner.
Yes.
That we are beginning to talk about. There was a section that was specifically around like, I'm bigger bodied and I don't feel like 69 is for me. Body positive sex educator Carly S. with the Pleasure Trust has a PSA for bigger bodied folks. Mutual oral is absolutely available to you and your partners if you want it to be. And then actually specifically provided a resource around positioning chairs. So specifically like a positioning chair is a like device that I'm going to try to describe so our listeners can visualize it. But basically like it almost looks like a footstool. Like the specific one I was clicking through to like sort of looks like a metal barred like footstool. But rather than it almost looks like a squatty potty. But rather than having like a flat surface at the top that you would put your feet on or you would sit on.
Yeah.
You can sit on it. But there is like
there are
two metal bars then straps.
Oh.
But there's a hole. There's like basically open space except for the straps.
Oh, cool.
So you can like lean on the bars but have the straps open.
Yeah.
And then the illustrations that went with the device have all different positions.
You could slide under that thing, like, could like the hood of a car.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or not the hood of a car, the underbelly of a car. I know cars, clearly.
Yeah. The rest of the quote from that article is, I'm a plus-size person and have some knee problems unrelated to my weight. When I'm the partner on top while 69ing, sitting on this chair over my partner's face can help support my body weight and take some of the strain off my knees,
she says.
And the straps help keep my thighs open to give my partner better access to my bits.
Love that.
So, you know, like, these are pleasure enhancers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the same way a sex toy can be brought in to make stuff more fun, like, why not really go for it and get some fucking sex furniture?
Really goes to show you that when there's a will, there's a way, you know?
Yes.
Like, if you want to come sitting on your partner's face, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
Yeah.
I also got a, there were some great sex tips or 69 tips from Casey. Is it Calvert or Calvert?
I've wondered the same thing. Casey Calvert.
I think it might Casey be Casey Calvert.
I don't know.
I'd like to think it's Calvert just because, you know, it's got a little flair
sounds
to
loofy.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways.
Is this the Cosmo tips? Because yes. I found a similar article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's in this Cosmo article by Rose Renau and Julia Pugachevsky. Casey was like, it works, you know, what I was saying. It works better if the guy's on top, but you have to be comfortable and prepared to giving like a pretty rough and deep blowjob.
Yeah. Of course, you can communicate with your partner about like how to maneuver their own hips and how their dick is going to be in your mouth.
Right.
But it's true that it's like it's a little harder to avoid a rougher, deeper blowjob in that position.
But she also said, which I hadn't thought about, she was like, I like to lay my head back on the edge of the bed on my back and then he kind of like folds over me. And I was like, oh, how great.
Brilliant.
Because especially because if there's a height difference, you know, it can be difficult.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I'm a tall gal and
being on your side can also be helpful with height disparities. Mm-hmm. But in particular, I saw the same clue. I mean, the same tip about
clue.
It's a clue
to get
a clue in the mystery to your sexual enjoyment. Follow
honestly,
this clue.
Yeah, you're right. It is a clue.
And you'll unlock the secrets of the universe.
That only Laura knows.
Well, only in this case, I mean, I was just about to say that I learned this tip from that same article from Casey. So these are the Casey's clues to sexual enlightenment.
You want to hear some more clues about people that talked about 69 online said? You know, use your fingers and and like throw in some rimming in there, you know?
Yeah.
Like don't be afraid.
Some stuff in there.
Like for God's sakes, if you're still it's 2020 and in this day and age, if you're still afraid to lick an asshole, like go to bed. Literally go to sleep. Night night.
Go to bed.
You don't get to play anymore.
Yeah. Go to bed.
Sorry, I clearly have been hanging out with a toddler for the past like 2 weeks. Go to bed.
I love it.
Night night. You don't get to play anymore. Oh boy. Do you like to 69?
Oh, I love it. You know, I've been known to 69.
Oh, have you?
I've 69 in my day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a go-to, but it's like a fun surprise.
Oh, sure.
You know? Like I've had a couple hookups where it's been like, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, in the morning you're like, yeah, we went the extra mile. You know, like, I think if you're framing it as like fun and experimental and like a kind of way, I think, to like luxuriate in the moment.
Uh-huh.
Like I can't come in that position.
Yeah, me neither.
Top or bottom. I'm pretty much by default like on top. I just find it so much easier on top. And I like to have that control rather than like getting fucked by a dick in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, like I just think it's fun if you're like, let's stop here and, and look around a while, you know?
Stop to smell the roses, you know?
Stop to smell each other's buttholes.
Please.
And then be on your merry way.
Yeah. I just think as a straight person, it's boring. You know? Like,
wait, that's funny because I would pose the opposite argument that that straight positions are so standard and like default.
That's what
I
mean.
69 being on the list. Or you're saying that there's so many positions out there that are different than just like missionary or cowgirl.
I think that if in like a not hetero like pairing, it's more exciting.
You're saying that 69ing is more exciting for queer folks than for straight folks?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I'm just like over straight sex, honestly. I'm over straight sex.
Yeah. I think we're kind of saying the same thing, that like 69 is 69 is like heterosex's like best attempts at the creativity.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly what, like, I'm trying to say.
69 is like poor man's queer sex.
Yes, yes.
Like, you're like, oh, whoa, you went upside down.
Yeah, because, but again, regrettably, unfortunately, I only have sex with men. So it's like, you know, I'd love to be as adventurous as, you know, I aspire.
That there is a whole world of creative sex positions out there that are fluid and that naturally lead to each other, and that
are way
can
more
be like
exciting.
Two bodies like moving and exploring each other in a more creative, dynamic way than being like, you on top, me on top.
That's it.
Switch it around.
Yeah, that's it. That's literally it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. I don't know.
Remains I have to be nothing seen. Else to say about that. Okay. I think we're on the same page.
I think so.
I don't know.
Do you want to know some more stats?
Of course. I'm ready for stats.
Okay. So according to a study done by VPorn in 2017, 69 was the sixth most popular sex position seen in VPorn videos. So
six.
Yeah. So, and it beats double penetration, which I thought was interesting.
Huh. I mean, yeah, I guess that tracks. Like, you'll see, like, some 69, I think, more often. Like, DP is an endeavor.
It is.
DP is a multi-party endeavor.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas 69, it's like, you can throw 69 into any old porn. You know, going back to the, like, this is the creative sex.
Yeah,
for
you get one, three options. Guy on top, girl on top, like, and then we switch around. the number one was cowgirl. That was the most common scene. According to a health site, Dr. ED, who surveyed over 2,000 people in the US and the UK, only 4.3% claimed the 69 sex position was their favorite.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people that it's their favorite.
Right.
Which is funny because, like, you know, on paper, like, it makes sense that it would be all of our favorites that were like
mutual pleasure.
Both people,
yes.
Both people are getting oral. I mean, sex is mutual pleasure, you know, theoretically.
Right.
If you're doing it right.
If you're doing it right. Took me some time.
Took me some time as
No shame out there.
Many, many years.
Yeah.
But yeah, like on paper, like 69 is like both people are getting oral, which is one of, like, which is a heightened source of pleasure for many people.
Right.
So, like, theoretically, it should be the best. But, yes, A, like, there is something to be said for trying to receive pleasure while giving it.
Yeah,
and, like,
can be distracting.
For me, truly, it's, like, fun. But I'm, like I said, like, not going to come because I really got to, like, I got to bear down before I can come. And, like, having to sort of control my body in that way is a little counterproductive. I mean, that's not true of everyone, of course. I'm a tricky cum.
Yeah.
It's the mystery of my vulva now.
Like, if you think I'm in control of my face when I'm having an orgasm, you're dead wrong. So you definitely don't, there shouldn't be anything in there.
But again, Rachel, see, that on paper should be a helpful thing because your face isn't a dick. So, like, you can make whatever fucking face you want.
That's true.
But you could also bite a dick.
Right. And that's my fear. Again, I got a lot of fears with 69.
Lots I do actually fears. Literally often, like, clench my teeth or grit them or, like, do weird things with my jaw when I'm coming.
Yeah,
that
me
would
too.
Be dangerous to get a dick involved in. Although one of the articles I read, and I think it was going back to that greatest one, said that, you know, like, I can't come while, like, if I'm coming from someone pleasuring me, I'm not going to be able to, like, pleasure them or, like, focus on the head that I am giving them.
Mm,
And the response to the article was like, okay, so your partner's so good at head that even while you're on top, like, you're going to come in that situation, then you have, like, nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
And, like, what a compliment if you're 69ing and you kind of, like, you win the race and you get your partner to come.
Yeah. Good job.
See, I like 69ing because I'm competitive.
Yeah, it all comes back to a competition for you.
See, it's a race. And I'm just here to make you come before I come. And I'll always win that fight because I'm hard to get to come.
Wow. Good for you.
See what I did there? I made it I made it weird.
All of, you made it all about yourself is what you did.
Yeah, I made it about me and me winning. And me winning isn't me getting pleasure. I just, what I really did was exposed everything that is wrong with how I still have sex, even well into my 30s. Here we are. She's still competing. She thinks it's a sport.
She hasn't learned.
No one wins.
It's a fight to the death, and you win by suffocating them with your vulva. That's all sex is. Yeah. Here's some history for you. The earliest depiction of 69 is on an oil lamp from the ancient Romans of a woman laying on top of a man in the 69 mm-hmm. position. In the Kama Sutra, it's known as the Congress.
What? How do you know it was... I want to see this image because how do we know if it was 69 and not just 69 soaking? Because that's like what I thought sex was as a kid, was just someone laying on top of someone else. So like,
but when they'd be like, mommy, why are, well, I don't know why, again, it's a child, but mommy, why are they, why is it like head to toe and not like head to head?
Yeah, but like when I pictured sex in like literal kindergarten, it was just like two bodies laying on top of each other, like arms at their sides, legs outstretched, and I'm just picturing that but reversed.
Yeah.
And just people, two people lying like as if in bed,
it
just
might
stacked
be.
On top of each other.
It really,
you know?
Might be. It really
Go ahead,
be.
I interrupted you.
In the Kama Sutra, it's known as the Congress of the Cow. A Hindu temple sculpture from the sacred caverns of the island of Elephanta near Mumbai in India show this position with the man actually standing and holding the woman hanging down from his shoulders. And that was brought to England in the late 18th century.
Yeah.
So
I... Well, I did. I set a possible video for us to review that we right. did not ultimately review was just like way
standing.
Too much like standing 69 stuff.
Which, like,
of course, that was a case with like a very petite woman and a bigger dude.
Yeah. I'll never get to experience that like without the help of some a sex swing.
With a positioning
with
chair.
With a positioning
a
chair.
Sex swing. Yeah. Yeah.
I won't be able to ever, unless I'm like the mountain from Game of Thrones is literally like giving me standing 69. Like, I don't, it's just not in the cards for me. I'm a
Listen,
tall drink of water.
Rachel, if you dream it, you can make it happen. You were the one at the top of this episode saying if you want to make it happen.
Yeah,
if
there's a will, there's a way. Fuck it, you're
if
right.
There's a will, there's a way.
Oh, boy. Guess I'm getting one of those sex swings from Amazon.
Report back to us at the next episode.
I
and
shall.
Don't buy from Amazon. They're monsters.
You're right. You're right.
anyway, sorry. I'm at peak political
I
these
know.
Days.
It's a tough week. For the world, but
yes.
hopefully
Which
by the time.
We don't need
time,
to elaborate on because this episode will come out much later
yes.
than
yes.
this week. And who knows, things could be far worse by then. We could long for this day, Laura. Weeks from now.
Oh my God.
I want to go back to one thing you said in your research and not go down a rabbit hole about how Jeff Bezos is the Antichrist.
Yes.
The Kama Sutra calls it the what of the cow?
Congress of the Cow. But here's my thing.
Congress of the Cow.
I tried really hard to fact check that. And there's not a lot of pictures with titles on the internet of the original Kama Sutra positions.
Yeah.
It's all like new Kama Sutra. The Kama Sutra, like for the digital age, you know?
Yeah, you got to buy that shit in print.
I know.
You got to get it on them papyrus scrolls.
It's true. So, because there seems to be, you know, because like now it's just known as 69. It's not called, like, we don't know what the fucking Kama
Congress
Sutra.
Of the Cow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just so curious as to why cow. Because, like, that's not how cows fuck.
It's not. But
it's not how cows do anything, frankly.
Yeah. But so there was also some, there was a debate online about whether or not Congress of the Cow was actually doggy style. So.
Or it was something else.
Or it was
more
69.
Specific?
Like,
wait,
Congress of the Cow, we're not sure if the title Congress of the Cow is for the position 69 or for the position doggy style.
Ah.
Yeah, so, which honestly, neither makes sense for a cow, so.
Well, doggy style makes
actually, I don't know,
more sense.
Do cows mount? I mean, I guess a cow doesn't lay down on its back and another cow climbs on top. I'm going to assume.
Listen, where there's a will, there's a way, Rachel.
A cow gets a milking stool, also known as a positioning stool, and one of them climbs on top.
It's handy.
I know. They're like, well, if it's fucking here.
Well, guess who's going to be Googling cow sex once we finish this record session?
Everyone listening.
I have to know.
Literally everyone listening.
I'm with you, folks, just a few weeks ahead.
Also, 69 was also known as 69 in France. That was one of the earliest mentions of it, which was in the Horace Catechisms, published in the 1790s in France. Wow. 69, the sex position.
Do you know do we know what 69 means?
69, baby.
Oh, mm-hmm. Numbers.
Yep.
You know, I took French in second grade and I do.
It stayed weirdly, with
you. Well, the first 10 numbers did. I guess neuf did it.
Oh, boy. No, neuf is.
Trois, quatre, cinq, six, seven. Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
Neuf is nine.
Yeah, I believe you. Okay. I know you're right.
All right. Give me one thing. Give me one thing.
No, you have. I'm not doubting you. I'm disparaging myself and my idiot questions. You know, I just like to be like, okay, but I have questions about your research because you found more than me.
Oh,
do you want to do this showdown?
I would
do you
love
fuck with this showdown.
Nothing more.
Okay.
I bought my first six string in the summer of 69. I also thought about that song a lot while doing the research for the show.
That was beautiful.
Hey, you're welcome.
That's one of those songs that makes me feel nostalgic for something I don't have nostalgia for. Yeah. I mean, I obviously wasn't alive in 1969.
And neither was he.
It's been used in enough, like, yeah, it's just a very nostalgic song.
He was eight in the year 69. So that is not actually about the year 69. It's about the summer of the 69 sex position.
It is?
Yeah.
Wait, that song is about 69, and you're just saying that.
The summer of 69. No, it is. Because it was not about, like, he wasn't old enough. He wasn't actually, like, in the years.
Have you found, do you have information that supports
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
Or are you just assuming because he was eight?
I'm assuming. But I think that's like an urban legend, right? Like, that's the myth, is that it's actually about the sex position, 69.
That's what I'm wondering. In now, see, why hasn't anyone written a song about the summer of eating ass, you know?
I mean, we were going to have
that
it.
That was last summer.
We were going to have it. Summer 2020, it was going to drop, but, you know, the world fell apart.
And COVID said no ass eating.
Yes. They said, if you want to survive this pandemic, you got to stop eating ass.
Because that's how I'm getting it.
Yeah.
All of the possible things. I go from it at the grocery store.
I go from straight from 6 feet to eating ass. Nothing in between. I'm 6 feet away and then I'm eating your ass. There's nothing else.
No kissing. Give me that asshole.
Pull your mask
crazier
down.
Things have happened. Crazier things have happened.
It's true. Anyways, all right, so back to the showdown.
This showdown. From the Mouths of Babes 3, the ultimate 69 compilation.
From the Mouths of Babes.
Yeah, isn't that cute? It's, see what they did there.
I do, but it just weirds me out because, like, you know, from the Mouths of Babes usually means about children. So that's a little weird for me. But
yep.
Other than that, okay.
Here we are.
Yeah.
It's a porn site, Rachel.
Yeah. Right.
If I didn't violate you at least once with this showdown.
Yeah, it's true.
Where would we even be?
It's very true.
Denise, 12 men's of smoking BJ and 69 from Babe, who does a great striptease.
Wow, Denise, the famous striptease artist.
Yes, of the early 20th century.
You know her, you love her. She gets
famous for smoking BJ.
Smoking BJ in a
69ing with a great striptease.
To Denise, 12 minutes.
Massage rooms hot 69 and orgasms for horny young big boobs lesbians.
Wow. Sounds slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Slippity sliding, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you need traction if you're going to do a 69. Otherwise, you can just slide right off that person.
We described the difficulty to begin with. I can't imagine doing that in like a tiled steam room.
Yeah. And adding like a lubricant of some kind.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Safety first, folks.
I know.
69 deep throat his cock until comes inside my mouth. I'm only sharing this one.
Okay.
Because what the fuck? So this is an image. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
spam. Spam. There's so many of this video from different accounts. Like, it's the same thumbnail of a woman, a like brunette woman who's taken a dick to the hilt, as we say. And so you just see like balls on her open mouth.
Sure.
Looks like she is, you know, drooling giant testicles out of her mouth.
Sure. Right.
Because the body has lost all meaning.
Yep.
And this fucking post is like 8 times a page.
Wow.
Like, I searched 69, I got so frustrated because this shit was like, the same
this
title
again?
kept coming up. And I was like, I am here for hilarity, sir.
Yeah.
And you're not giving me anything. You're plugging the works.
It's funny to me to think about the person who has that video, who owns that video, and was like, I need more views. Like, what I need to change is the title.
Yes, it's actually truly stupid. Like, they're not verified accounts.
Yeah.
And you know you don't monetize from, like, dispersing your views across multiple videos. You monetize when a video hits a certain amount of views, if it's verified. So, like, truly, what the fuck? Like, I was like, is this revenge porn?
Maybe.
And someone's just trying to, like, get this everywhere.
Maybe it's, like,
something.
The ring of porn. Like, once you watch it, you have to repost it.
It's a fucking chain letter?
Yeah, it's a chain letter of porn. You have to repost it and give it a new title. The more typos, the better.
Don't break the chain!
Or you'll have 5 years of bad sex.
You'll be complicit in... Never mind. Yeah. We're not gonna...
Okay.
Gold digger gets fucked for gold digging by another girl, 69.
Interesting.
Yes, I don't understand
the story
behind
this. Is that a punishment? Because at this point in my life, it's sounding exciting.
Yeah. Gold digger gets fucked for gold digging by another girl, 69.
Yeah. And she gets a 69? Sounds like I'm going to be a gold digger.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, she gets...
If the punishment is just like some other woman's like, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And I got money out of this? Great.
I don't know. Somebody tried to construct a plot and it was flumsily conceived.
Flumsily? Fell through our fingers.
I really said the word flumsily.
I'm still
even
okay
after
with it.
It came out of my. So it's. I was going for clumsy and flimsily. Flimsy, clumsily, flumsily.
It's a word.
You heard it here first, folks. It's a word now.
It'll be on t-shirts soon.
Call me, OED. Coming in my new party panties and pull them up before going to friends.
Pulling them up?
Uh-huh. And pull them up before going to friends.
Ah.
The only reason this showed up in the 69 category is because it's from Squirt Queen 69, who seems to be a quite popular model in the like 1500 range of the model rank on Pornhub.
Okay.
But I just liked coming in my new party panties.
And
I don't
she
have
goes
nearly
to
enough
her friends.
Party panties. And then I go to my friends. Which is like maybe a party? Like, are the party panties for the party, or the party panties just when you go to a party in your pants and you're just going to like a casual dinner?
In my head, she's just like pulling them up from her ankles, like pleased with herself. Ta da! Yeah.
That sounds right. That sounds right.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. Last one. Humiliated granny. Uh-oh. She needs to learn how to make good 69 deep throat BJ.
She needs to learn how to make good.
Yeah, she needs to learn how to make good 69 deep throat BJ.
That wasn't in her family recipe book.
Yeah, here's the issue I take with it. From the thumbnails, Granny is killing it. She's taking that dick all the way.
Okay.
So I think somebody needs to examine himself and what he's bringing to the table.
Right?
Granny is doing fine.
Doing a great job. Good for Granny.
Good for Granny. Call your grandmothers.
Everyone, check in on them. How are they doing?
Check in on them.
It's a tough time for everyone.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Should we take a break?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back!
We're back. To talk about
porn.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Imagine. We're talking about a video featuring Ella Nova and Mickey Maude.
It's directed by Caden Cross, and it's from Deeper.com.
Yes. And I love this video.
I love this video too.
Yeah. Dear listener, it is hard to, like, find isolated 69.
Yes.
Because quite often it's just, like, stuck into other.
Yeah, it's just a
porn.
Moment in time. It's a moment in time.
Yes, it's a passing little time stamp on your video that says 69.
Yeah,
and then
they
later,
move on.
Cum shots. Yeah, then they move on. This one is really nice because it does include a good moment of, like, luxuriating in 69.
Yeah.
And especially creative 69. It also, I think, shows how you can naturally evolve into 69
yes.
without it feeling like go
a
and
big
then jump
to
a new
do.
Position
yeah
you know?
Right
yeah or like a weird edit cut you know
yeah it's true. I like this because it felt kind of continuous, this video did.
Yes.
So we saw a lot of you know, moving around of bodies, a lot of communication, and also I mean, I love anything that's like daylight and sunny, and this
yes.
felt like SoCal, like California, you know, like she had a flower crown on and she was like smoking a cigarette and like strumming a guitar, and they were like, you know, the sun was shining.
Yes. Yeah, the music was very reminiscent of like bang bang ba da ba.
Yeah, I was just like, this sounds like Kill Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Like it had like a a very fun, like, nostalgic sort of tone to it, and, like, lots of sun flares and lots of, like, bright, you know, gorgeous, like, filtered shots of just, like, Mickey and his white-rimmed glasses laying out and them, like, you know, hanging out with some flowers. And I was like,
I know. At one point, he, like, reached his hand down her bikini bottoms, like, outside, like, while they were laying on, a picnic blanket. And I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, this is all I want right now. Like, I'm going to weep. Like, this is... It was also, like, one point where their hands kind of, like, met over, like, interlaced like over her like pretty like substantial amount of pubic hair, and just looked very natural and beautiful, and I was like, wow, it's really all I want right now.
It had like basically like a tiny little music video before the sex actually started,
right?
You know, could have been anyone's like highly curated Instagram moment, but here just felt like a nice nostalgic. Weirdly, I liked the touch of the cigarette. Like, it was such a specific thing, but I was like, I don't know. It made it somehow, like, grittier, and it made it feel older. Like, it made it feel more nostalgic because, you know, like, SoCal, like, sunny imagery doesn't have cigarettes in it, so something about it was, like...
Yeah.
Felt like more like the 70s or something, you know?
This is the thing that Deeper.com does a lot. We talk about it where they have like a little montage at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, to me, like an updated, classier version of like when you would see like a girl slow dance like in a bikini like coming out of the pool before a porn, you know?
Which we will discuss something very similar to that in the next video we're going to talk about.
Right, like it's a better way to do that.
Yeah, it's just a nice little aesthetic tease and it kind of like pulls you in, and it's easy to skip if that's not what you're like there for, but I liked it a lot. And I also liked that the sex in this felt like you said, continuous and like a lot of deeper stuff is really like mainstream adjacent, frankly, where it's like it's pretty rough, it's pretty dominant from like the men dominating women perspective, and honestly often I'm there for that, and that's a lot of the porn that I watch. But I really love that this one just felt like a cool couple having really lovely afternoon sex.
Like on a beautiful quilt. A lovely bedspread. That's all I want. Just some like what a wonderful way to spend a Sunday afternoon. And she had like, you know, natural body, like she had like natural breasts, and it just, you know, I think Mickey's a great performer. Obviously, we're a huge fan. And there was nothing. Like he's not like a dominating presence, you know, like they both were very
he can be a performer. And in this one, he's more just playful and affectionate and just like present with her. It's really lovely.
There is a he like chows down on her, which I loved. Is like at one point you get like a really up close shot of him eating her out, and you see like the rhythmic thing that he's doing with like his face and his tongue, and I was like, oh my god, I miss sex. We get also pretty impressive deep throat moment in the actual 69 itself. And she is on top. She's like sitting on his face. She does. She takes some breaks in the middle of the 69 because like obviously he's doing a great job at making her come. So, but yeah, it's very hot.
Yeah. And I going back to how it felt continuous, like it started with her like, you know, them teasing each other, and it started with her going down on him and then him just like, you know, getting interested in like her ass and kind of like play like sort of scooting her towards him and then heading fully into the 69 position, I like when it feels like it builds from a genuine like curiosity and exploration and interest rather than like cut flip here we go, you know.
You saw the kind of like the way their bodies kind of found the next thing, and there was like a little bit like, oh, should I what do I want to do, and then it was like they found it together, which I liked. Also, they've got queefs in this, which, like, I love anytime there's a queef in a porn. Because, like, that's real. It leads up to anal, which, like, you know, love to see it. So, also, the anal in this, I thought, was great because, you know, there was not really... It's not like they all of a sudden he's just, like, pounding her in their ass. Like, he starts, like, using his fingers. He uses one finger, two fingers, and kind of warms her up. and then starts off like pretty slowly penetrating her and then works up to like a pretty hard fucking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love it. I love any time that porn is realistic in that aspect, especially when it comes to anal.
Yeah.
It was hot.
Yeah.
It was very hot.
Just has a really nice evolution. Yeah. And then I really dug, I mean, she, I believe that she comes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just have to say, like, I believe to be like, yeah, like it was very believable and felt very real. And I love the detail that like her mascara was smeared at the end.
Yeah, me too.
You know, that like things got a little like heated and sloppy as they do.
And sweaty and She squirts a bunch too.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice.
We really cover
see.
A lot of bases in this video.
It's got everything you're looking for, you know.
It is a 38-minute porn something. It's a long one.
It is. He also kind of like edges a little bit, like towards the end before he comes. Like he's like gets close and he pulls out and then like, you know, which I liked to see. And I love how comfortable she was like communicating with him. Like she was like talking about how she was so sensitive because he made her squirt so much. Like she was like, it's crazy. It feels so good. Which I was like, again, damn. I'm jealous. It's like a hungry person watching Chef's Table. That's how I felt watching this porn. I was like, oh, I want that.
Why can't I make that in my kitchen alone?
Exactly. Love this video.
Yeah, me too. Anything you didn't love about it or anything that you took issue with?
I don't think so. I mean, personally, if I could make it a better video, like I would have loved it to be outdoors.
Well, they did move into the quilted area. I was like, because like from the teaser, I was like, oh, they're gonna fuck in the grass,
right? Which I would have like, loved
on like a sunny blanket, which would have been nice. I still liked it though, and honestly, like that might have been my preference. On that Sunday afternoon,
right?
Like, let's come in from the yard, babe.
Yeah,
and just. Like, have air-conditioned sex.
I love that it started... I love that it started with him, like, working her clit with his hands, like, over or underneath the bikini bottoms.
Yeah. That's hot, and it's specific.
Yeah. I just feel like it needs to see... I don't see it enough in porn where it's, like, underneath clothes, you know? Because it is visual. Obviously, like, majority of people are looking for the actual action, but... The suggestion of it and like knowing it's a tease. Yeah. And
it's
knowing
a
that
it's
you
a, it's
wanted,
a fun, tantalizing way to build to something.
Yeah. Like I actually can't like, wait to pull your panties off and like have you present your pussy to me. So I'm just I gotta touch it right now.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
Yeah. And like it alludes to like not being able to keep your hands off each other.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Like,
the need.
We all want that kind of beach adventure right now where you're just like so hot for the other person. You have to go inside to your conditioning and take an afternoon.
Yeah. I also love that it finished with both of them touching themselves, looking at each other.
Yeah, me too. I was really fascinated, honestly, by the cum shot as a porn critique and also just as a horny, like I'm always so impressed with Mickey in particular and many male performers at like not coming and then coming. Like that is sort of the thing that I imagine has to be very intense and impossible to like walk the balance of all the time of being able to have so much sex without coming and then be able to like come when like the moment is right. And there's an interesting thing here where the shot actually cut. Like there was like he was jerking off and she was kind of touching herself like waiting for him to finish, but I like that the moment like drew out more and that they continue to just enjoy that rather than like apply pressure to like, oh, he's finally like weirdly for a second I was like instructions on what to do when you're waiting for your man to come. You know, like it almost felt like that, but I thought they both kind of like lived in it in a lovely way. And then they actually cut before the cum shot.
Yeah.
And I wondered if that was like, did he need to take a break and come back? And like, I liked it because I wanted to, I want to give permission to performers
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here for the cum shot. Many people are, but if you are here for the cum shot, like, it just was interesting to be like, yeah, we just got a different camera angle and then he was coming and she was there.
Right.
And like, why does that need to be
yeah.
continuous and therefore, yeah. you know what I mean? Like, in this case, it just was edited together.
Right. I think it was
artfully
yeah.
and worked for me.
You can get the build up in an edit as opposed to just like seeing it naturally, like in a continuous shot, you know?
Yeah. Like, we can give permission to porn performers to take breaks.
Right. right. But like, yes.
But as the viewer, it felt visually yes. continuous, yes. even though there was a,
right.
A cut mm-hmm. or like an edit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dug it.
Yeah. Great.
Should we talk about Alexis Texas?
What a name. What a gal.
American porn star Alexis Texas gives blowjob in 69 position is the film we shall now be reviewing.
I'm tired.
None other
I'm
than
tired by this
Alexis
title.
Texas. That's my brand, Rachel.
I'm sorry. But just I'm the
tired.
Fact of like
you're horny
American porn star Alexis Texas, you had to put it in the title, like
yes.
fuck off.
What's kind of funny about it too is so it's Alexis Texas and Steve Holmes, who I looked up, who has literally like the name of somebody's dad I know,
and he also looks like somebody's dad,
is a Romanian born German pornographic actor, producer, and director. Like I noticed in it, I was like, oh wait, Steve Holmes, the most American guy around, like America's yeah. dad, is not an American guy.
Oh.
So I just thought, it's clearly like a porn name, and he probably deliberately chose
yeah.
you know, something that felt quote-unquote mainstream, which kind of brought me back to, like, Alexis Texas. Like, is she an American porn star?
Yeah.
Like, do we know?
Do we know? Who
Not
knows?
Not that I'm here to be, like asking for American porn stars. It's just funny that this was, like,
yeah,
we're making this American-ass
yeah.
porn.
Yeah.
I mean, Steve Holmes is big. He actually won an AVN Award for Male Foreign Performer of the Year in 2005 and 2006.
Oh, wow.
And was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 2017.
Right.
But yeah, anyway, that's all to say that this is
what a video.
Like, this is like Americana out to sea. So yeah. anyway, we start
with a dance sequence
at the top of a flight of stairs lit from below,
which
it feels like somebody is pointing a
yes,
giant flashlight
yes.
at her from downstairs.
This reminded me of a time in my life where I was at a very small casino in the island of Antigua, where on the top of the stairs on the second floor, they had hung a sheet and they had hired women to dance behind the sheet while they like lit it from the back. And it was like shadow dancing.
So it was like silhouetted
yes,
women
yeah,
dancing.
Shadow dancing.
And but it was just a sheet?
Yeah, it was just a
clothes
sheet.
Pinned up or like yeah. what kind of club is this?
Like it was just a sheet.
You're talking
like,
production value?
None.
Or we, or
none whatsoever.
Making it work with what resources we have.
And my drunk ass absolutely went up there and I shadow danced in front of the 12 people that were in this casino.
Wow.
And
that reminds me of the time I got on the bar at Coyote Ugly. Have I ever told that story on the pod?
No.
Let's go there. I ran a theater company that was in residence at a theater in the East Village next to the Coyote Ugly on First Avenue.
Oh my God.
It is a sad establishment. I almost auditioned for a job there, and I do say auditioned for a job on purpose because the whole like job application
ugly.
Was like dancing. I circled the block like 3 times and was like, I can't.
Yeah, I can't do this.
But I was unemployed and fresh out of college and just didn't have truly the courage. I didn't have any like real like moral issue with it. I just was like,
yeah.
But what if I get rejected as a dancer as well at Coyote Ugly, as well as a, like, I just couldn't stare that fact down. And then my friend had gone through a really rough breakup, and he and I and one other friend were painting the lobby of this theater because when we were in residence there, we had to do these like ridiculous menial tasks.
Yeah,
we had to like keep their theater running basically. Like I would scrape mold off of their laundry room walls and we painted their entire lobby like 3 different fucking times. And
oh
we'd always
God.
Have to paint at, like 2 in the morning when no one was there. So we had just done that and we're standing outside smoking and somebody was like, fuck it, should we just go into Coyote Ugly? And we did. And then the bartender came over and they would make them dance like every 15 minutes.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was like a rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And there were only two other people at the bar. So this poor bartender is like getting up on the bar to dance alone for like two men every 15 minutes. And she came over at one point and was like, dance with me. And the desperation in her eyes.
Yeah,
like
you had
to. Truly was like sad for her. And I was like, yeah, bitch, let's do this. So I got up on the bar and danced with her. She's like, you're awesome. You're amazing. And I left and never, you know, saw her again. And, listen, I hope you're doing okay. If you're listening to this,
I bet you she
I
is.
Hope you're making making better tips than you were that night.
Oh, hell yeah.
It was, oh, fun detail. That was a Sunday night.
Oh.
That's partially why.
It was dead in there.
It was so sparsely populated. But yeah. I did that.
Oh.
And I don't regret it, Rachel.
Good for you.
I don't regret a second of it.
Yeah. I also don't regret my shadow dancing in the Caribbean. It didn't give me any tips. I really was hoping that it would, but
You were hoping to make money because you went behind a sheet to dance.
Yeah, I took my top off. They could see it.
What?
I took my top off. Fuck yeah! Are you kidding? I was wasted.
What are the other people dancing behind this bar doing?
They loved it. They were like, this crazy girl just stumbled her way up here and took her top off. They were like, great, we'll sit down. Go ahead. Go on ahead.
Was anyone making tips?
No.
Or was that not the compensation
that
structure?
Was not.
Let's assume there is
there was
this
not.
Club.
And yeah, there was not.
Okay.
But I was like, maybe someone will give me, I have this fascination. Now we're just going for it. I have this fascination and this fantasy, actually, of anytime I go into casino, of like a man giving me, a man or anyone truly, just like giving me chips, giving me money. Like I want to be someone's mm-hmm. lady luck. That's a huge fantasy for me.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just because I saw like Indecent Proposal. Way too young of an age.
Yeah, so you're just fucked up in the head about you know, like
I just think
how
a
women
Robert
should be should be compensated. And,
I just think a
and objectified
a
in
Robert Redford
for
is gonna come on by and give me like a, you know, $10,000.
What if it's not Robert Redford, Rachel? What if you don't want to fuck the guy? You know.
I don't care.
What if he's not somebody you want
to
fuck?
I don't have to fuck him. That's not part of the deal. Whoa, 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 whoa. You're just giving me a chip, buddy.
Fair. Clear boundaries.
Yeah.
Just take his money and run.
Right. But I mean, if we could discuss some things.
I feel like it's important for us to say that it is not a generally cool thing to get on stage at a casino or a strip club and just dance with the people that are working there.
That's very true. Very true. We are not
I feel
recommending
like we need to say
this
that out loud so that there aren't people listening going, cool
these
girls
fucking
get
idiots.
Up on stage and take people's fucking tips when that's their livelihood.
No.
No.
They were not getting tipped. It was a situation.
I was invited on stage at the monetary benefit of that other woman, maybe, but certainly not, you know.
Yeah, it was all in good fun. Just like how I want my lady luck scenario to be. All in good fun.
I think your boyfriend would role play that with you.
Oh, he absolutely would. I'm texting it to him right
smash
now.
It. Yeah. So anyway, back to Alexis, Texas.
Yes.
We're in. Okay, so this it almost wants to feel like it's at a club, but it's clearly just like somebody's weird apartment.
It's a weird house. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
the
it's
music
like one of those
is from 1999
wrought iron, like yeah, like wrought iron banisters. Yeah, it's stock music.
Yes.
Like it's clearly like just random sort of club style music. And this woman is dancing at the top of these stairs, lots of makeup on.
Right.
And
she peels off her dress.
Weirdly lit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we crossfade and we get right into it. And suddenly it's daytime. Like I didn't know.
Yeah.
No one told me.
Yeah.
And then we're just on the landing of where she was just dancing, and we're 69ing.
Yeah.
We're getting
right
into it.
We just cut
right
to the 69.
Yeah. We don't see any warm up.
And they're on this just delicious fake leather sectional.
Yeah. You know it. That's if you've watched any porn ever, yeah, there's always got to be a leather couch. She's on top and she's like twerking, for lack of a better word, on his face. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my God, does he have some bad facial hair? I actually took the time to Google what this facial hair style is known as. Okay. It's important to note that my father also has this facial hairstyle still.
Wow. So this was really doing it for you,
yeah,
this video.
Yeah, this
is
it's specific to me of dads. And it is...
There's strong dad vibes coming from Steve Holmes.
Yeah, so what it is it's a mustache connected to a goatee. It's known as the Van Dyke or a circle beard. Because
where
I had
Van
to know.
Dyke or originate?
I have no idea. Because this is a podcast about porn, not about facial hair. But I needed to know. Because it was...
It's never too late, Rachel. We can pivot.
Because it was so shocking to me. And I was like, God, this really dates this video.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So we're clear you love the facial hair. Give it to me, daddy. And then we go from 69 to... Just regular old sex.
Uh-huh.
Do some banging.
Right. He loves to laugh, this guy. Steve Holmes loves to laugh. He's like
Yeah, he's
laughing.
Definitely got live, laugh, love hanging
yes,
over
he does.
His
I mean,
couch
he's
at home.
Just, he's chuckling. Like, he steps away from a yeehaw at some moments. Like, at one point, like, she like, arches her back and, like, reaches behind and grabs, like, the railing, and she's, like, pressing her ass and pussy into his face, and he is like shoving it in there, and then he like gasps for air. He comes up and gasps for air, and I thought he was gonna yeehaw. Like, at one point I was like, this guy Alexis Texas, like, let's just go for it, you know. Interesting also to note his wedding ring.
Yeah,
I thought that was kind of a fun little note.
Yeah, like, interesting choice that he kept it in.
Yeah.
They're not married, right?
I don't think so.
It's just a case of a porn star who's married to someone else and does porn.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But he just kept it on, yeah.
Yeah.
We did get some clit stimulation, what I was shocked to see.
Rachel, I must confess.
Yeah.
The end of this turned me on way more than the beginning
really?
Would have me believe. Yeah, because we got, like, real clit stimulation, and I was like, ah, here we go, Steve. I see why you got that AVN award coming for you. Like, he was going for it.
I know.
I couldn't tell if she really came because it did feel fast.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if she's coming or if he really believes she is, but he was doing the things
that you often need to do.
Yeah. So it's possible that, like, it's possible she got there.
Right.
Like, it was hotter than I
know.
You know, she started to do, like, almost an Agao-style thing, and this, I think, like, predates the trend of that in porn.
Yeah.
But she was doing some, like, eyes-rolling-back stuff that I was like, I don't know. But then she, like, her body sort of was, like, shaking and stuff
right.
at the end. And I was like, either she's really committed or, like, this is actually working for her.
Yeah.
And it just was, like, more performative, especially at the beginning, than I might have needed it to be. But I was, like... I was getting into it at the end.
Something to also that was interesting for me was he was kind of doing this thing when she was like getting close to orgasm where he was like opening his mouth, like he was like cheering or like going with her, like experiencing it too. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
reminds me of my acting teacher from college who would sometimes mouth the words of the scene, like, while someone else was acting. Like, it was, like, a weird thing to kind of, like...
That makes me sad for that acting teacher.
I know.
That makes me feel like that acting teacher was like, let me get on stage.
I know. But it's, like, a weird thing of, like, participating, but, like, I like cheering someone on, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny that he did this. He cracks me up. Steve Holmes. And he does a good job. I mean,
considering the, like, entirely, like, homemade vibe of this, like, somebody had an apartment, like, somebody get a weird spotlight and, like, we're making a porn. Like, it went to more places than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a giant, it's a flood flashlight. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one of those big dogs.
I think they both enjoyed themselves. So, you know.
Yeah.
Job well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do we think? Are either of these going into your spank bank?
Mickey Maud lives in, you know, in another city, but he lives in my spank bank. Yeah. He's always there.
I'm masturbating to him any chance I get. Yeah. I masturbated to that video when I watched it last night. So there it is. Just being real.
I watched it in the middle of the day in a stress frenzy and did not masturbate, but was like, you know,
I'll circle back.
If I wasn't such a stressed out hot mess right now, I would be masturbating to this right now. I was aware at the time of my own mental unwellness, but I'll get back there. Listen, yeah,
for
I'll
sure.
be fine. We'll be okay. Yeah. Oh. I don't think Steve Holmes or Alexis Texas are going to make it in.
They're not. But I have to say,
there were some fun surprises.
There were.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah.
69.
We've come so far, Rachel. I know. Remember when we hatched the idea to do this episode?
I know.
68 episodes ago.
Cheers to you.
Back when we were just a fledgling little podcast.
To you and
or
to...
Or not even one yet.
To all officially. Our listeners, happy 69.
Happy 69. Thanks for being on this journey with us.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on Instagram at Girls on Porn, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.